Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 3rd. God is holy. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1, 14-16. Are you a picky eater? You know what I mean. You have to inspect anything new or different, just looking for something wrong. Oh no, is that a speck of green or black? And there better not be any onions in this meal. That is a picky eater. Well, God is picky too. He can be because he is holy. That means that nothing in him or about him is wrong, dirty, out of place, or bad. He is the one who sets the standard or measurement for holiness. When the Israelites sacrificed a lamb, it had to be as perfect as possible. No spots, no blemishes, no sicknesses of any kind. Only the best is good enough for a holy God. 1 Peter 1, 14-16 command Christians to be holy as God is holy. How is that possible? Well, it is not. We are sinners. Our sin disqualifies us from holiness. How then can we obey this impossible command? Well, God is holy, and if you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives in you. The Holy Spirit is God. You have God living in you, and he makes you holy. Think of it this way. You are a child of God. God is the King of Kings. That makes you the child of a king. You had nothing to do with it. You were born into this royal family. You need to act like a king's child. It starts with your thinking. Learn how God in his holiness thinks, and then think in the same way. Your actions will follow your thinking. God is holy. When I think about God, do I stop to consider how holy he is? Do my actions show that I care about pleasing my holy God? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 3rd.